one. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to your me on your on the radio show called Between Two Worlds, and I'm a psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and you're listening to bbsradio.com, and this show is about your spiritual journey. Now, tonight, I'm doing something totally, totally different. I'm actually bringing on a guest, a good friend, and this woman here who's a good friend of mine. I've known her for a lot of years, and she works like a medical intuitive. She actually has done all types of medical and herbal healing, and she wants to like to help people out there in the work. So what I'd like you to, I'm going to introduce you to Joanne in a few minutes. But I want to share with you what she basically does. She actually calls herself a wild woman herbalist. Yes, she's a wild woman herbalist. And she's located here, up in here, not too far from where I live. Now, Joanne's work is quite unique. She basically talks about herbal tinctures and herbal medicines and what you can do to help others in through just basically common knowledge and healing. And she's helped a lot of people through different types of healing issues, medical issues. Basically, for example, if they had MS or cancer or indigestion or wanting to lose weight, or, you know, there's so many varieties of all types of her things that she's done, and also help people go through those programs to help them go through the healing session. So what we're going to do, I want to introduce Joanne in. Her name is Joanne Giroux. Are you there, Joanne?
I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, this is the first time for you being on my show.
It is. Glad to be here.
Good. Now, if you can actually tell the rest of the world out there, Joanne, what type of work that you do, what would you call yourself?
A mixed bag of tricks, I guess. I don't know. my love and passion is working with the earth energies. I enjoy working with vibrational energies like flower essences and gem elixirs. I work with a few machines that are not approved by the FDA or the HPV.
Okay.
Because they are light and sound therapy.
Okay.
But basically, what my love is working with the plants of the earth.
Good.
Helping people to attain a balance.
Oh, that's good.
The body basically tries to obtain homeostasis no matter which way, you know, you treat it. It's always trying to achieve balance. And once you've decided that you're going to make a transition and you're going to help your body to obtain a balance through mental, emotional, and spiritual health, then it's not all that difficult, actually.
Do many people call you a medical intuitive?
Yeah, I get in trouble for that, but I guess so. I've been in the industry for about 20 years,
And
basically all energies work in and through each other. So, you know, one symptom relates to another symptom to another symptom. So it's really not all that hard to figure out, and I guess you got to have the knack for it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
where did you get your training from?
Well, when I was a young child, we had a cottage on Golden Lake, Ontario, and my grandfather, being the crazy Dutchman that he was, he'd say, "Oh, it's raining, let's go for a hike." Well, we didn't know whether we were gone for 3 hours or 3 days. And we used to make lean-tos and just do wood survival.
Uh-huh.
And then we came across Grandma Commando of the Algonquins at the Golden Lake Reserve, and she took me under her wing and taught me an awful lot. I spent many, many summers groveling around in the dirt, digging roots, blindfolded, eating roots, you know, making poultices, and doing things in the old traditional way. There was none of this, well, let's extract the main property and only use that. That is more medical, that's more pharmaceutical. It was, let's use the whole plant and see where it gets you, you know, kind of thing. So from there on in, I developed a lust for learning, and I just continued on.
Good. So basically, that's where you got your name then.
Yeah. My Indian name is actually Walking Willow.
Okay.
But I came out of the bush one day with my hair full of burrs and my arms full of herbs, and a friend of mine looked at me and said, "It's got to be Wild Woman Herbalist. It's got to be." So that's where I got the name.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good.
Yeah.
So we're actually, what you and I are talking about tonight, today, is actually all about traditional medicines, traditional healing, getting back to the earth again.
Yeah.
And this is something that we're so impressed with wanting to do, is let people know out there that they're, you know, even though we're not putting down the medical industry specific per se, but basically sometimes people don't always need what's prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to relay out to the public out there, that if there's something out there that you are dealing with, indigestion, doesn't always mean that you have to take an aspirin.
No.
It doesn't always have to mean that you got to take acetaminophen or some other types of medical prescribed drug.
Or Tums.
Could basically be something else that you may know what it means.
Yeah. Usually indigestion is the fact that you're putting things into your body that it really doesn't want. Eating according to your blood type is a really good start, and especially since A blood types are always, always lacking hydrochloric acid, always. So if you're an A blood type, you should always take a hydrochloric acid, which is apple cider vinegar or an enzyme with betaine hydrochloride, to stimulate the digestive juices.
So how would you be able to decipher how much you need concisely?
Like
teaspoon, tablespoon? Usually
you take a teaspoon to a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar before a meal, or just one digestive enzyme with hydrochloric acid in it.
Now, some people actually do get, here's one of the most common things we always hear all the time. Everyone's talking about acid reflux.
Yeah.
What does it mean, acid reflux?
Acid reflux means that you've got too much acid in your stomach of the wrong kind. Hydrochloric acid does not back up. The acid reflux is actually caused by fermented food in the gut without having, and that's caused by not having enough hydrochloric acid or enough enzymes to digest proteins.
Mm.
And so your body is going, excuse me, but this just isn't sitting right, and it's turning toxic, and I don't think I really want it in here, but you're going to have to do something to deal with it. So generally people will take Tums or a calcium supplement to kill the acidity.
Okay.
Yeah, it works in the short term, but I wouldn't really advise it in the long term.
Yeah. But it gives you an idea of what you can do to work on a little bit of it as far as acid reflux is concerned.
Acid reflux, well, if you don't know your blood type, try and find out through a live blood analysis.
Okay. So there are centers around where it was local available through your natural food stores or even doctor?
Yeah, the doctor is not going to give you a live blood analysis. Live blood analysis is done by practitioners that actually will show you what your blood looks like up on a computer screen and explain the various little entities in there, or, you know, the shape of your red blood cells, how many white blood cells you have, leukocytes, lymphocytes, whether there's fungus. So many people have a fungus in the stomach, commonly called candida, and other fungi also, which makes it almost impossible for the stomach to actually secrete any enzymes. The spleen is a big one.
Okay.
Clean your spleen. The spleen has a lot to do with digestion, so does the liver. And the four main things to remember is detoxify. And by detoxifying, you're cleaning your colon, then your kidneys, then your liver, your lymph, and your circulatory. And it's not all done at once. It's a very, very long process. But you always start with the colon. And about a week into your colon cleanse, you can actually implement a parasite cleanse into that.
Wow.
Next.
Now, you know very well, this is actually cold and flu season right now. So what kind of advice would you give someone who's just beginning to get a cold or a flu?
Well, the normal human body can usually take 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C without overdosing. Vitamin C to bowel tolerance is always good.
Uh-huh.
It's acidic, but it also alkalizes once it gets into the blood. An alkaline bloodstream it is best. You need an acidic urinary tract, but an alkaline bloodstream, and then you don't get sick.
Uh-huh.
Astragalus. A wonderful herb. It goes right into the bone marrow where your blood cells are produced. Echinacea is okay for A's, not for O's.
Okay.
But yeah, just basically a good cold and flu tonic. lots of vitamin C, and if you can't handle vitamin C in capsule or powder form, then make yourself some rosehip tea. Just don't pour boiling water on rosehips because you'll kill the vitamin C right off. It's got to be done very slowly in warm water.
Okay. We always hear also people talking about calcium deficiency or calcium or too much calcium. What is the cause of that? Why do we have to have too much or lesser than?
Well, calcium is a pretty good industry. Everybody seems to think as soon as they have leg cramps, indigestion, sleepless nights, et cetera, calcium, they're calcium deficient. But the truth of the matter is our soil is dominated by calcium. And as of 1936, the Department of Agriculture said that we were magnesium depleted in the soil. You cannot assimilate all the calcium we take in without extra magnesium. And I get people all the time complaining about their leg cramps. They're constipated. They're having heart palpitations. They have hardening of the arteries. Their liver isn't working right. And it's most often the start of it is lack of magnesium. So what I would suggest people do is not take any calcium supplements because calcium is very, very dominant in all our vegetables. And just go with a good magnesium citrate to help the body to actually assimilate the calcium that you're already taking in.
Wow. Now, I've actually heard sometimes people say that if they're having heart problems or conditions like chest pains, is that also caused by too much calcium in the system, or do you feel it's something else that maybe is an issue? I mean, as a similarity or so, an idea.
Yeah, calcium dominance can cause a tightening in the chest, and it can also cause heart palpitations. Magnesium is a wonderful mineral because it keeps all the organs nice and supple. Considering the fact that a normal human body, the muscular skeletal system gives about 6,000 milligrams of calcium to the bloodstream daily to clean, and we only reabsorb about 3,000. Well, somehow 3,000 milligrams of calcium are floating around in the bloodstream, not knowing where to go, and
uh-huh.
It can't go anywhere because it doesn't have magnesium to usher it to where it's needed or where it needs to be absorbed. So it's going to go to the nice, soft organs. And I think a lot of people, my experience in dealing with people is when I put them on high magnesium doses, their circulation has improved. They're not cold anymore. They don't have the heart palpitations, and I'm not going to say that's the cause of all heart palpitations, but magnesium is a big issue here.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we have young athletes dropping dead on the racetrack because they had a heart attack. That is not, calcium deficiency. That's a magnesium deficiency.
Oh, not enough in the system.
Yeah.
So basically, it sounds like their energy is down too low. Where my wife used to say that sometimes they don't get enough, the electrolytes.
Yeah, the electrolytes as well as calcium dominance to build muscles. Too much protein, too much calcium, and it hardens the heart, hardens the arteries, and finally it just can't do no more. It breaks.
Now, did you ever hear that story not too long ago, but maybe about 2 weeks ago or so, that they actually talk about this? There was a radio show on, I think it was AM or FM radio. They had a contest on where they were betting how many people could drink as much water.
Mm-hmm.
And this one young girl, she was about, I think, in her early 20s. And I believe she drank, I'm not sure how many bottles of water, it was quite a few, I think 12 or more,
mm-hmm.
that she drowned, or actually she died.
Yeah.
Drinking so much water.
Yeah.
Do you know why that, or somehow, do you have any idea yourself what that means? Why she did that?
Why she did it?
Yeah, I'm not why, but what caused her to die through so much water in her system? I thought we basically can survive with water.
Well, we need water, but we cannot, a lot of people mistake the fact that, you hear drink lots of water, it flushes your system. Well, that's exactly what it does. If you drink water, a lot of water, very quickly, it totally flushes your system and disturbs your electrolyte balance. And it does wash nutrients out of the body. If you're going to absorb water, the hydration level of most people is somewhere around 46, and it should be 100% on the scale of being 70% water.
Wow.
And the reason being is most people don't absorb their water. Tap water is very acidic. Distilled water is actually better, although you got to add your electrolytes,
okay.
Like your minerals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the tap water is full of axle grease and motor oil and all kinds of things that get in around your cells, and then you can't absorb anything. But in her case, I would think she just flooded her body. Her body just couldn't absorb anymore, and she drowned.
She basically drowned inside?
Yeah.
Let her out.
Everything, like, we don't come out of the womb knowing how to walk and talk and dance and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And life is a process, and even implementing a new lifestyle, whether it's through vitamin therapy, herbs, you know, vibrational remedies, it doesn't really make any difference. Everything has to be approached gradually, and
yeah,
it's a step-by-step process.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm going to also let everyone else know out there, too, we have toll-free numbers. If anybody else actually wants to phone in this show and ask Joanne some questions, you're more than welcome to. These are toll-free numbers. The toll-free for the U.S. is, for those of you who actually get your pen and paper ready, it's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, we are toll-free is 888-810-8322. That's 810-8322. And the international callers is 530-876-8322. That's 530-876-3222. We also have a chat line open right now. Also, with if any of you want to go on the chat line, just basically get yourself hooked up to this chat line, the BBS My Chat Room. And you'll go to the chat room that says BT2 Worlds, and then you hook yourself up inside there, and you get to chat with everybody else. Any of you actually that are on the chat room and actually want to ask a question, feel free to do so. We'll try to give you, send the question out to Joanne and see if she can help us with some answers. Now, Joanne, there's actually someone here on the chat line that's actually mentioned about a colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about a homeopathic remedy. What is its purpose? We hear about it quite often. And is colloidal silver like water, isn't it?
Yeah,
or like water in a way?
Yeah, it's like ionic silver. Very, 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 very small particles, almost to the etheric level. Colloidal silver is actually excellent as an antibacterial, an antifungal, an antiviral. It purifies the water. It's great for animals. Great for animals. If you have any pets, you can put a drop of colloidal silver in their water, including birds. It keeps down the parasites. I can't say enough about colloidal silver. If you're out in the bush, you cut yourself, or you cut yourself on a rusty nail, instead of panicking and figuring out when the heck you had your last tetanus shot, you can spray with colloidal silver till you get there, or just skip it. I didn't say that, but I use colloidal silver for just about anything. You know, you can clean your vegetables with it. If you're not sure where they came from and how long they've been on the truck and what they've gathered along the way.
Yes.
It comes in all kinds of different forms. And if you can't find it in a spray bottle, then just get your own spray bottle and put it in.
No, I have a friend here online here, Homie is his name, and he actually just finished telling me that he's in bed listening, but he actually is quite sick. He says he's got a stomach pain. Now, I know he's not pregnant.
Sure.
What do you think that may be caused of? Now, some people do eat meat. Well, here's one for you. People eat a lot of fast foods.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts about fast foods, there's different qualities, mind you, but the bottom line is we live totally wrong. We used to live off our own land. Those days seem to be gone by the way of the dodo bird, but people don't seem to take the time to eat. And the rule of thumb is, if you're stressed, if you're on the go, don't bother. Just grab an apple or something, because you're using so much energy doing what you're doing that your body hasn't got enough energy to digest the food.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, usually eating out, especially fast foods, they're so lacking in enzymes, let alone nutrition, that you might as well just put nothing in your body and drink water. It'd be a lot better off. Like I said, the fast food joints are getting a little better, and they're trying to implement a little more nutrition because, they're running into a lot of problems, all this supersized this and all this trans fatty acids and everything else. Our bodies are not designed for that. They're really not designed for that. And if you are eating fast foods, just pack your enzymes with you and hope for the best. You know, we all do it. you know, eventually we all have to eat out on the road. Try and stick to, you know, soup and a sandwich instead of the deep fried stuff.
Yeah.
And pack enzymes with you.
Well, let's put it this way. We all, you know, we always talk about the oils that are in the food. And I mean, what do you call good oils or good fats and what's bad fats?
Well, actually, you can get products called the omega 3, 6, and 9.
Okay.
And they're actually beneficial because, number one, there's a lot of nutrients in them. And second of all, your colon needs it. Your colon needs it to keep everything supple and from the waste products from not sticking to the intestinal wall. And a good blend is fish, flax, and borage. And if you take one per meal, or that's an ideal world. But if at least you can take two a day, that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, too, now, something else that we were actually talking about here, someone just brought up the word diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a lot of fluctuation of people now. There's more people now in this world that have become diabetics.
Yeah.
Now, is that through, again, certain foods that we eat, or is that because we are just not taking care of ourselves as often as we believe we are?
Well, you know, part of it is dietary. Unfortunately, just about everything you buy has some form of sugar in it, some chemical, some of this, some of that. A lot of diabetics have pancreatic flukes. And the pancreas is actually a very stable organ and a very strong organ, but it's kind of finicky as to what goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have found working with people with diabetes that, number one, taking magnesium certainly helps, because it allows the pancreas to become supple and it actually can start working again. Also start taking some bitter herbs, do a good pancreas, liver, and gall cleanse. I'm talking, you know, gentian root, angelica, marshmallow root, that's not a bitter. But, you know, really, the bitter herbs are really, really good for the pancreas.
Now, how are we able to combine this? Now, basically, you know, if you think about it, this is where the medical industry will step in and say, well, you know, if you consume too much of this, too much of that, you're going to overdose. So
yeah,
how would we learn, how can we learn, or who can we go to get an idea of what to use and how much to take?
Well, healthcare practitioners and health food stores should be of some help. That's a big should these days.
Okay, so basically by word of mouth, it would get whoever has the qualifications, you would take their, be able to take your advice as well.
Yeah. Cleaning any of the organs actually isn't all that difficult, and you only do it gradually for about a month. But, you know, the bitter herbs like centaury, the dandelion leaf, gentian root, all that is really, really good. Buckthorn, bayberry, golden seal leaf and root, those are all really good as a combination for helping the pancreas, liver, and the gall, because they all work together, right?
Yes.
And watch your sugar intake. Unfortunately, there's sugar in absolutely everything. If you read the labels, and then if it doesn't say sugar, it's actually disguised as something else.
Now, we actually have somebody else here mentioned about having to talk about green tea is better for you, or black tea. What do you think of the teas in the market today?
Well, the green tea is actually good. It's a really good antioxidant. Watch, if you're drinking green tea, stay away from a lot of the bitter herbs because the uptake is that much faster. Anything like a green tea that you take, the uptake of your vitamins and minerals will be that much better if you drink green tea because it is an antioxidant and it delivers it to the body faster. But the bitter herbs, they can really hit you with a good clout if you're drinking green tea also.
Now, somebody should tell me that if you take peppermint or drink peppermint tea before bed, does that benefit you to sleep before you sleep, or you do better by using chamomile?
Depends. Some people are allergic to the ragwort family, so they don't do very well on chamomile. If you're allergic to it and you drink a cup of that at night, you're going to be up all night.
Yeah.
Peppermint, yeah, it helps to settle the stomach, and some people find it as a stimulant. You know, it's something you got to play with. Valerian smells awful, tastes terrible, but it's actually very good. I would take valerian in capsule form rather than liquid because it smells like really sweaty socks. It just smells terrible.
Yeah.
But it works, you know. Skullcap is really good to calm the mind.
Someone says to me here, what do you think of coffee?
Well, you know, I really shouldn't say this, but I love it. Coffee is actually, you know, it's not beneficial for O's, and of course, being a wild woman, I'm an O. It's very beneficial for A's.
Sometimes we're stubborn what we enjoy.
Always, eh? Yeah. and there's personality profiles that actually go with the blood types. You can just pick them out. Yeah, I can just tell who's an A, who's a B kind of thing by just talking to them for 10 minutes.
Well, I'm an A negative, but I don't care for coffee very much.
Most A's don't.
Yet my wife is an A negative, and she loves her coffee. She's got to have it.
Yeah, yeah. Most men that are A's can take or leave coffee.
I think it depends on the personality.
Yeah, that too. And most O's absolutely love it, and it's really not good for us, you know, not good for us. But coffee actually, you know, it helps to open up the bronchioles and clear out the lungs. A coffee enema is excellent for the colon, no matter what blood type you are. It's just excellent for the colon. So, you know, there's all these plants on Earth, and they all produce something. And I think things in moderation, you know, I'm not talking about the heavy-duty hallucinogens or anything because they could play with your head a little too much.
Definitely.
But, you know, coffee, I don't consider it devastating. And if you have high blood pressure, not a good idea because it is a stimulant.
Mm.
But some of us with really low blood pressure would not function without it.
Okay. So basically, what we need to understand is what to use and how to use it correctly and not any kind of herb. And if you don't know, you need to ask advice from a proper professional.
Yeah, I would suggest that. And, you know, especially anything overdone is not a good thing. There's a balance, you know. Instead of drinking a pot of coffee, have a cup, you know.
Yeah.
Herbal teas, I don't really think are all that beneficial on a daily basis. Well, no, more so now. The antioxidant ones aren't bad because they keep all the toxins afloat and clean the blood. But when you're doing a cleanse I know people that have come to me and they just look like somebody's run over them. And, well, I do this and I do that and I do this and I do that. And I'm thinking, whoa, relax. Give your body a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah.
And too much of a good thing is not good, you know?
That's true. Now, I'm going to ask you more questions, but actually, do you mind if I share your website to others?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. If anybody wants to make contact with Joanne, now, she does have a website. It's www.wildwomanherbs.com. That's wildwomanherbs, HERBS.com. Now, she also makes tinctures, different types of creams. That'll help you with itchiness and scaling and all kinds of varieties of things that I've witnessed in her work. Now, I'll tell you, I'm one of the guinea pigs because I've tried some of her things that she's had me on or offered to me that I was actually dealing with issues. And telling you, guaranteed, some of her tinctures are quite phenomenal and has helped me quite a lot. But also, she's got a lot of wonderful creams. And there's one particular one that I was so enthused was the Infinite 7.
Oh, yeah. The good old Infinite 7.
Now, I know a lot of people say, well, what type of it, what does it do specific per se? Why did you call it the Infinite 7?
Well, I don't know. The name kind of just came to me. There's 7 different types of flower essences and gem elixirs in it, as well as the clays of the earth. And what it is a vibrational remedy which helps to erase ancestral memory. I'm dealing more and more with people with very complex diseases. You know, you got to feel bad for them. But once you start working with them and you ask them questions, you realize that, and this has happened over maybe the last 10 years, I'm realizing more and more that this is not their disease, that their great-grandmother, their great-grandfather, or whoever has passed away from it or side effects from it, et cetera, et cetera. And I've worked with several people, so the Infinite 7 actually came to me in a dream, and I was told that it would help to erase cellular memory. And we carry up to 6 or 7 generations of memory in our cell membranes. That is the memory of our ancestors.
Okay.
And given the right conditions here in our lifetime, in our bodies, given the right, you know, stressful conditions, whether it be separation, divorce, loss of a job, loss of a loved one, et cetera, under stress, you'll quite often find that these diseases will actually begin to manifest.
And is that like a side effect?
Pardon?
Is that like a side effect? Like maybe people, like for example, some doctors will say there's always a side effect in their pills or with the medications they make, but is there a side effect to this?
No. It's all vibrational. It works. It vibrational remedies actually work on all your subtle bodies, and the energy goes through your meridians, your parasympathetic nervous system, and out and starts to clear the bodies in the auric field. Unfortunately,
wow.
We've been led to believe that illness is of the physical body, but it isn't. When we first form in the womb, our etheric body and our meridians form first. Through those complementary vibrations, energy is matter, right? So through
yes.
their vibration of energy, they manifest matter, which is our physical form. So when you're dealing with vibrational remedies, you're actually dealing with the core of a disorder, not just the symptoms. It helps if your meridians are unblocked, your chakras are unblocked.
Okay.
You can do that through Reiki hands-on healing of sorts, cranial sacral therapy, photon sound beam. You can do it in any number of ways. And very few of us walk around with all our chakras lined up. And very few of us have no blockages in our meridians at all. However, the Infinite Seven actually helps to clear these.
Okay.
Because they are, to put it in a simplified way, I'll try. The plants of different colors, from the waist down, are denser, darker colors and a lower frequency of the earth. And above the waist are lighter, brighter colors and higher frequencies, which align us to the universe. And when you combine the two, it vibrationally, it works to realign the subtle bodies and the energy channels within the body.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Yeah. Hope everybody else out there understands it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't always understand everything with how it works, but that pretty well gives you an idea. It just gives you an understanding of that your past lives. That's something that you're trying to... Why would you want to repeat something that you've already dealt with in the past? So this is basically helping you do is actually set it back because you don't have to carry that memory any longer.
Right, and there's a lot of stuff that actually surfaces that you're not even aware of. One client, I won't mention any names, but she couldn't figure out why she had gone through 5 husbands. Anyway, we put her on the Infinite Seven, and we found out about 3 months after using this product that she actually had dreams of abuse in her childhood. She had no idea that this actually existed in her system, but once she started dreaming it, and she knew it was real because she was in the dreams, it was just like reliving the whole thing.
Yeah.
We could actually work through this. And it's been a year now. She's fine. But it was a tough one, you know. And sometimes vibrational remedies will actually release things that you're not even aware of. But at least then you can deal with them and get on with things. Because if you're not dealing with things that are locked in your body, even if you're not aware of it,
mm-hmm.
eventually energy will manifest as matter. And unfortunately, in the physical body, it manifests as an illness, as a disorder of sorts.
Okay.
And the way we have been conditioned to think is that we deal with the physical only. And unfortunately, the physical body is the last place that disease will manifest, but it's the first place that we will acknowledge.
Good. Now, anybody else out there who actually, you know, those of you who have actually been listening to the show, we would like to actually to send us a feedback. So you can actually go to BBS Radio Feedback, and you can let us know what you think of the show, of this program or any other program. And it's good to hear from you. So if you want to email us, you can email us on BBS Radio, or you can email me whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, or you can also email Joanne, and it's, she's listed under www.herbs@canada.com. If there's anything you want to find out specifically regarding any kind of questions regarding any type of health issues, it doesn't hurt to get to make contact with Joanne. You can email her, ask the questions. She doesn't mind answering your questions, and if you need to make contact with her, she'll give you out her phone number. And it's worth your while. I'm telling you, it does. It works, because there's a lot of people go through different types of issues. I'll give an example. Like, we were just discussing about a client of mine that I sent to you, and she was dealing with a marriage issue. And yet she had a hard time letting it go, but yet she's always sick all the time. She always felt like she wants to throw up or get, like, just basically, she felt like she wants to go, not a really nervous breakdown. She just always wants to feel like she wants to throw up. You know, in that deep depth feeling. Is that something like to do with the cell memory? Is that something to do, or is she just basically dealing with?
Those are emotional issues, and they get you right in the solar plexus. It's undigested thoughts. You can't process them, and when you can't process thoughts, you can't digest what you're going through, and you can't make sense out of it. It literally festers as a digestive disorder. I just wonder how many people actually out there are in that same boat, because I know the food is compromised these days, but there's so many people with digestive disorders, and it could be as simple as you can't stand the person that delivers the mail at work, or you didn't like what your boss said yesterday, or your coworkers are really driving you crazy. All that manifests in the gut.
Yeah.
And people wonder why they have digestive problems. I don't wonder at all. It's just something that happens every day. Something comes across your path that you're really having trouble processing, and the harder we work just to stay in one place, the less time we can actually spend just going through the day and processing everything at night, taking an hour. Who's got an hour at night? Very few people.
Yeah, definitely.
But I might add that the website needs updating. Sorry, folks, but I'll get on it. I've been really busy.
Yeah, you have. I know every time I talk to you on the phone, I'm like, oh, I got so much to do. I'm in the bush.
Yeah. That too.
You're gone for a few months sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now,
that's the easy part. There's no phone.
No phone, yeah. No phone in the bush.
That's right.
And all you'd be doing is climbing a big, huge, tall tree, and it said, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
can you hear me
exactly.
Now?
That funk was me falling out of the tree, yeah.
Yeah. Now, actually, I have two more questions I want to ask you before we get into even further in regarding even in your journey is why you became what you do. But one question, I have two, three questions. One is actually fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
What causes fatigue?
Usually mental and emotional exhaustion. And quite often it's thyroid. With the increased use of cell phones, it is amazing how many people are poisoning themselves with radiation.
Wow. Because
even if you don't have a cell phone, those microwaves go
yeah.
through our bodies. We are walking antennas. And the added radiation is, like, if you have a hyperactive thyroid, what they will usually do, if you don't go the herbal route, is radiate your thyroid.
Wow.
And when you have radiation in your body, it does exactly that. It radiates your body and it radiates the thyroid. And with the shrinking of the thyroid gland, your adrenals pick up the slack and you run on adrenaline all the time. But what happens when your adrenals kick out? Well, the kidneys start failing also and the whole system starts shutting down. And there's a wonderful herb out there that most people don't even know it exists. So they call it a weed. It's called Herb Robert. And it's a wild geranium. And that in tincture form is beautiful. It just pulls the radiation right out of the body. And it also pulls radiation out of the soil. And there have been actually scientific studies that have proven this.
Really?
I wrote an article in the Healing Journal. I can't remember what month it was now. About Herb Robert. And yeah, it's. I've had a lot of successes working with people with Herb Robert and pulling the radiation out and revamping the thyroid. A lot of that is the reason for fatigue.
Well, maybe we're going to have to start carrying a bottle out around just for ourselves. I mean, if you think about it now, people are actually putting cell phone headsets right onto their ear. They're hooking, just hanging them on their ear all the time.
I know. A friend of mine.
I find that very... In one way, intrusive, but the other way, it's like everybody's getting lazy now. They don't want to pick up that phone, or they don't want to, you know, like put a headset on. At least if you put a headset on, you're not getting the radiation as often, or not that close, because your cell phone's not in your face.
Yeah.
Got a headset on, you have a hook to your phone, and whether it's on your hip or pocket, at least it's away from your head, because I've been hearing of so many people are starting to actually get problems with migraines.
Yeah.
More often, and don't forget, your cell phones get extremely hot if they're on too long.
Well, it's also the fact, like a friend of mine, I couldn't figure it out because he was just feeling terrible. And I said, well, come on over for a Reiki session. So he came over and I said, it's the neck and your hips. So there's a wonderful machine out there, and it's actually a computer program written by Bill Nelson of NASA, and it's actually approved by the medical profession, and it's an analytical machine, we'll call it. And what we found out is he has 241% radiation, and it is totally destroying the bones in his sacral area. In the hip region, it's gone up his spine, and by talking on the cell phone, it goes through the ear, down into the throat, and attacks the thyroid. He has no thyroid function. His discs are disintegrating, and I could feel this strange energy in his hips going up his spine, and it's radiation. It's radiation, and more people I talk to are, you know, they're not sure if they have hip problems, but their hips feel funny. So even with that cell phone off, carrying it in your pocket, you're still getting radiation.
Really?
Yeah. So you got to be really, really careful on how much you use it, let alone where you carry it. And then I see these young kids with it, and I'm thinking, oh, brother, hopefully their DNA is mutated and they can deal with all this, because other than that, we're going to have a mess in about 10 years.
I've been hearing so much about so many new cancers that are out there now.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, my wife dealt with breast cancer, but yet when she was asking the doctor what was the cause, and they said it's environmental.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she didn't smoke, she never drank, but yet she got the cancer.
Yeah.
Why? They just said that we have no answer. All we can say is environmental. So there's no power lines above us.
No.
Not anywhere near power lines, but is it something we're eating? Is it something where we're at? We're not in the middle of the city. We're on the outskirts of the city, but yet she got the cancer.
Yeah. Well, most foods coming through the border, I believe, are irradiated. As far as I know, the organics are not, but I could be totally mistaken. Like I said, these cell towers, they just bounce those microwaves off, and the humans, we are the antennas. We are the antennas. We won't even have cell phones on in our house, and all of a sudden my ghetto blaster starts playing. It goes beep, 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 beep. And even if we do have a cell phone turned on or ourselves turned on, we always say, oh, somebody's phone's going to ring, because the signal comes right through the walls and hits the stereo, and then the phone will ring. So if it can come through the walls, it's going through us.
Yeah. Here, I'm looking at the chat line here, and everybody's talking about cell phones. They're saying, yes, they're very dangerous, but they're using them.
Yeah, everybody does. I only have one because my
kids
want to keep
tracking. How dangerous they are, and yet some people are wearing headsets, some are not. But, you know, it's like an awareness. We need to know what to do next.
Yeah.
You know? And somebody else asked you a question here. It's about artificial sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners?
Yeah.
Stay away from them. Use stevia. Stevia, sometimes it can leave a licorice aftertaste, but it's an annual herb. Some you can buy powdered white. Some is just powdered normal green.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 300 times sweeter than sugar. And if you can get over the licorice aftertaste, which after about a month of use you don't even notice anymore, I would actually use that. Xylitol is also something that can be used. That's not harmful to your health. But aspartame, I find this curious. Aspartame is actually an artificial sweetener that turns to wood alcohol as soon as it hits your body. Wood alcohol is one of the main problems in the bloodstream when you have cancer.
Ooh.
Yet the funder and the advertiser of the aspartame is actually the Canadian Diabetes Association. So there's a little twisted connection there that I'm not really all that comfortable with.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay. You always have a company that promotes one thing, and the other they promote something else, but yet it's supposed to be considered dangerous.
Yeah.
Like they're playing
Yeah, one against the other, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
This is, that's not good.
No, it's not really.
It's not healthy.
No. No, all I can tell people is do a lot of research into whatever you take. And even herbs, find out where they came from. You buy herbs in capsules. Those poor things are just hacked to bits. And, you know, the more you chop something up, the more nutrients escape, the more atoms escape. Some herbs are better, but the barks even encapsulated barks, very few of us have enough of the enzymes and enough of the chutzpah in the stomach to actually extract properties from the bark.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, always question. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And if people don't want to answer, then go somewhere else. It's that simple. But, you know, it is an industry. Even the health food industry.
This actually includes aspartame. You know, people talk about aspartame.
Yeah.
That's one of the dangers, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And they actually found, apparently one of the young, someone here actually online says that they found a tumor in someone's head. This person used to use aspartame all the time.
Yeah.
And it was found in artificial sweetened colas. That means, that's those pop.
Yeah.
All our pop, like Pepsi, Coke, and all that kind of thing, or even other types of companies that actually have artificial sweeteners. I'll give you an example. They can also become very addicted because there's a lady that I know of I won't mention the place, but she actually drank Diet Pepsi all the time,
mm-hmm.
constantly, where she was actually became addicted to that Pepsi. She was getting up in the middle of the night, and she was actually sleep drinking.
Yeah.
And the bottle was by her side all the time, and she couldn't figure why she was always getting migraines.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't figure why she was putting weight on even more, and she couldn't figure why her digestion was horrible.
Yeah.
And you know, like, she basically became addicted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's easily done. Any carbonated beverage is just horrible on the system. Just horrible, above all the diet ones with the aspartame in.
And yet they don't tell us, they don't put a caution sign and say, well, you know, drink in case, but, you know, or like be cautioned, you know, it may be addictive, but yet it is addictive.
Oh, yeah, no, they'd never label anything like that. Forget it, you know. Meanwhile, you got to pay $25,000 for a stupid label to put on a herb saying that this could possibly cause you to become reliant on it for sleep, which I really highly doubt. If people have sleep disorders, it's usually because they're lacking serotonin, and then you can take melatonin for a precursor. Or they're just so stressed that their head won't shut down, and you can take Skullcap for that.
Yeah.
But very few herbs are addictive. None that I know of.
Now, even though we talk about herbs, we talk about what's natural in this earth, we talk about what you do in your work, have you ever had any confrontations from government officials in the food and drug industry to what you're doing?
No. When I was working retail, we would get the government spies in that would actually question us and probe for something better to see if we were selling illegal stuff. But outside of that, I can't honestly say anybody's ever questioned what I do. What I do is definitely, I live very, very simply. There's not a lot of money in what I do, and usually when you're really helping people, you don't get rich.
Yeah.
And that's not the point of the exercise. The point of the exercise is to educate people to take responsibility for their own health. Because when you actually think about it, we've had our same family physician for 20 years. I haven't seen him in 18. He stops by to say hi and have coffee with me now and then, just to make sure I'm still alive. But he knows what I do, and he knows I'm very, very thorough in what I do. And I've never in my life ever suggested that anybody come off a medication. And I've worked very closely with a lot of doctors suggesting programs for their patients. And always, you know, and there's a database. You can check pharmaceuticals against herbs to see if they contraindicate each other. But no, I can't honestly say anybody's really questioned me. And if they did, I'd just say, sorry, I work with God's laws, not with man's, because men create laws to fit the crimes. I've done that. I never do anything wrong. I'm just here to help people.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good thing. That's how we're taught by our elders, and we just follow by our true traditional ways, and we follow from generation to generation. That's why your grandmother actually took you aside, and she wanted you to carry on her traditions.
Yeah.
And I know full well that she probably didn't teach you everything, because some of the things they have secrets to.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because, you know, they have to trust you as far as they can believe that you would be truthful.
Yeah, exactly.
When you go out in the bush, how long do you go out there? And, like, what is the main herbs that you actually go and find or you need to harvest?
It really depends.
It's used quite often.
See, a lot of the people in the logging industry know what I do. And so when they fall certain trees, they're going to debark them anyway. They will tell me what they're doing, and if I need pine bark, birch bark, or whatever, I could just go get it. So, I mean, that's good stuff, and if the tree has just fallen, they're going to fall the trees whether I use the bark or I don't, right?
Yeah.
So, but in the summer, basically, St. John's wort has to be harvested in the heat of the day, and the higher the elevation, the better off you are, and it has to be nice and clean. I also do a lot of the roots, the Oregon grape root, the yellow dock. Sometimes I go for the devil's club, chickweed, pine needles. I love the pine teas.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That right. Drink you made for me that one time, man, did I ever get a huge buzz. Sure made me feel good. I was so tired that day. And you say, here, try this. Boom. Oh.
Yeah.
I felt so good all day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really powerful antioxidant.
Oh. I said, well, what's in this? He goes, bark, pine needle, something else. Okay.
Yeah. That's the bush tonic. Well, you know, if you're going to take a remedy, just take a remedy, darn it. You know, don't pussyfoot around.
Call it pick-me-up, I'm telling you. It would pick you up, right?
Yeah, yeah. But no,
right,
it's
you want to talk about something right from the bush, there you go.
Yeah.
But well, his taste was actually quite woody roots, but yet it didn't bother me.
No, because the pine pitch actually takes the edge off. It takes the bitterness out of the roots, right?
Yeah, so. I really enjoyed just even sipping it. I mean, just because it's like you're basically going to take a shot glass of it, but it was very tasty.
Yeah, all the tonics you can drink as a tea, too.
You
don't have to just take a shot glass, but if you need some chutzpah, you know, you can take a shot glass.
Oh, there is actually one time you and I did a wellness show years back, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. That's been a long time now. We did one in one particular place, and you made hot apple cider.
Yeah.
Oh, I have never had the real traditional hot apple cider until you made it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
Anybody who ever wants to make hot apple cider, if you need Joanne's recipe, it's unique. Because it was so good. I was so addicted, I had to go back for thirds.
And fourths. And
it was good. You emptied that coffee can so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And that was a big pot.
Yeah.
You know, the original ones you actually sized for a restaurant, that thing was emptied in no time.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, those spices just get you, you know. And it's good for you, too, hey?
Oh, yeah, especially we had, I think it was a winter season time.
It was.
Snow then when you made that.
Yeah.
Snowing outside.
Smelled up the whole place, so it sure didn't last long.
No.
Everybody just kind of followed their nose to the pot.
We felt warm.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
It was good. Now, we do have problems with people out there that like to strip trees.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Oh, when one goes out there and picks, and then once they find out what you're doing, I don't know, I got to say this, for sometimes I think there's jealousy in the area, that not specific area of the band themselves, but I'm talking about the government, that sometimes they step in, they get their nose pushed in.
Yeah.
They feel like they're getting nose pushed in, and they have a tendency trying to shut down or take away something that you are trying to help people heal, and then they become selfish by stripping the rest of the trees.
Yep.
I find that selfish on their part, but what can we do to prevent that?
Well, first of all, you actually should apply to forestry so that you can actually get a permit to wild harvest, okay? And they'll tell you the areas.
Okay.
Now, the reason I get away with what I get away with is Indian land.
Yeah, on the reserves, yeah.
Yeah, and And I've been cultivating that area for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so I know what's ready, when it's ready, what year I can go in, et cetera, et cetera. And the plants know me. They kind of just wave and go, cool, here she is, you know?
Yeah.
And so you've got to be really, really careful. Most herbs are there for our use. And the idea is that when you find a batch, like when you find a nice crop of a plant, you only take a third. Only always take a third and never harvest the mother plant. And
yeah.
That way you ensure that, you know, and you don't need a whole heck of a lot of herbs to make a half-decent remedy.
No, you don't.
No, you don't need pounds and pounds. Like when you're making the essential oils, which I don't make because I don't have the distilling equipment, they use hundreds of pounds of this stuff to make the oils.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're just making teas and tinctures and tonics, you really don't need a whole heck of a lot. And the fresher it is, the better it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you got to watch who you're dealing with. You know, you never strip the tree around. You always strip the tree, you know, up and down, and you only take a little bit and ask permission first. But there's so much logging going on.
Sure.
You can just go out in the bush anywhere. You know, you can go North Focal, you can go anywhere, wherever they're logging. And they don't really mind if you take some of the bark, because all the trees are debarked in the mill anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to hurt the, you don't have to go near the live trees that are still standing. For as long as they're going to stand.
Yeah. Before we go through, before we close the show, it's been fabulous to have you on here. Is there any type of advice you'd like to share with everybody else out there regarding what you do and what they can learn for themselves in a natural way?
Well, first of all, take responsibility for your own health. You know, a lot of people, if you don't like what your doctor says, find another doctor. And they're hard to find these days because everybody seems to not take new patients. But I always make up a list of questions. Well, I don't see doctors, but when I did, at one point I was still having children. Now my children are having children. My job's done there. But I quit. Tra-la-la. But I asked my doctor a lot of questions, and when he first came into the office, and he goes, so how can I help you? And I said, well, I'm going to ask you some questions, and if I like your answers, I'll be back, and if I don't, I won't. He goes, oh, I wish everybody would do that. And he was tickled pink.
Yeah.
And him and I get along really, really well. And he's been a wonderful doctor for whenever we've needed it, but usually if my kids go to him, he looks at them and goes, what's the matter with you? Why can't your mother fix you? You know? But first of all, think of where the doctor's coming from also. You go to a doctor, you haven't seen him before, you tell him your symptoms and say, what's wrong with me? Well, this person probably hasn't seen you before, and if he or she has, they probably haven't seen much of you. So you're asking a perfect stranger to read your body.
Yes.
Not fair. Take responsibility for your own health. First of all, detoxify. Clean your colon twice a year. Nurture your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas. Your gall. Clean your lymphatics. That's one thing. Get fresh air. Exercise. Eat according to your blood type. Drink lots of water. Not all at once. Sporadically during the day and not with meals, because that totally destroys your enzymes, or it inhibits the function of your enzymes in your stomach. So you don't drink water with a meal. And do research. Ask questions. Fill my internet site. I don't really care. You know, ask me. I'll guide you to the best place I can, actually. I do run workshops. I'll be posting some dates pretty shortly. I'm just trying to find out what's happening in life before I actually set the dates in stone. And basically what I teach people is herb identification, simple harvesting and drying procedures, how to make teas, why you soak roots before you actually make them into a tea, et cetera, et cetera.
I think we're almost ready for closing here. I'd like to thank you, Joanne, for coming on.
Well, thanks for
having me. And basically, we're ready to shut her down. And we'll, actually, we have a good friend of yours actually coming up next. He's Dr. Leonard Orowitz. And I would look forward to have you come back again, and we'll talk more about what we need to know about health.
Sounds good.
Okay. It's been a pleasure having you on, Joanne. And everybody out there, this is Derek White, Sky Cloud. And you listen to Between Two Worlds, and we'll talk to you next week, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, And we are 11 o'clock Eastern Standard. And thank you, everybody, for being in the chat room and those of you who are listening tonight. And we'll have a great time looking forward to it. Now, anybody else out there wants to actually email us, just go to thebbsradio.com or email me at whitesguycloud@yahoo.com. And we'll pass the information on to Joanne. And if Joanne wants to make, and Joanne can have a chat with you guys, you'll have a great time. Anyways, it's been a pleasure, guys. And we'll thank you very much for coming on. And we'll talk to you later. Have a good week, guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye.